now to pay them.
Especially from the power company.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, we got a light out here, and we've called them, and I've talked to them, and they still hadn't come and fixed our street light.
Oh.
It just gives light all about for us and it helps us at night. And they just ain't coming nothing for us. I'm going to put a pitiful mouth up to them when I go to pay this bill.
Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, it will help. I'm putting that situation, it will help. No, if I tell you what, if I can get this into them and let them know that I mean business and I really do love them with God's love, you know that'll do things where nothing else will. If I bring to them God's love and tell them how much we appreciate it, and how much we did appreciate it while it was up here, I believe they'll come on and do something about it. But there was over 100 lights out here in town 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And they ain't got, I heard that they didn't have but two men could do this, or would do this. And that may be the trouble, see. I won't force them. But we could really use this light today.
Well, maybe they come take care of it before too long.
Yeah, I trust that they will.
That dirt dauber that you were telling me about, does he sting?
Yeah, they will sting if you mash him up too much. They got a terrible stinger too. That long tail sticking out there behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have any insects around here that build a nest in the ground and will swarm on you?
Such as yellow jackets?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and bumblebees. Yeah, I've been into both of them. I know about them things. Yes, sir. I tell you a story about them bumblebees on yellow jackets. Long years ago, I used to be great to, when I was just a boy coming up, run around playing my shirt tail out in the yard and get a hatchet or something and go chopping on trees.
Getting up under your skin and making it itch, kind of burrowing into your skin.
No, we have what's called red bugs here, and the red bug will get on your body, and he'll make a bump. And if you don't get him off, if you don't find him out, he will. There's swell around him, and he'll be in like a tick.
Yes.
A tick will go in too, you know, if he stays on you too long. Of course. Like it is now, people take more baths and more regular than they used to, and they keep them off pretty well. I had something on one of my shoulder blades here a while back. It felt like one, but nevertheless, I couldn't see back there, and I couldn't reach back there. But I scrape it all up the stand. It was sore. And I sometimes yet believe it was a little old seed tick got on my shoulder blade. But when I take a bath, I take the cloth and clean my back with a cloth, you know. And I could run over that place, and it was so testless and sore. And I still believe that was a tick on my shoulder, but it's gone now. I guess it's had it off. But anyhow, that's the way they do you. And they call you to have a fever if many of them got on you and bite you.